Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about having our very good friend, Dr. Robert McTeer, back on the show. Bob has been joining us since 1999. How about that? Back when we were both children. We're both right out of elementary school, right, Bob? Bob is the former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, former member of the FOMC, which, as you know, that group is meeting this week, today. He's also former chancellor of the Texas A&M organization, and he's our good friend Bob McTeer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, we went all these years with virtually, we could have almost not had a Fed Watch show for years and years because there wasn't much to report. Now there's just a little bit of excitement because we know that the Fed raised rates in December, just a little bit. And they said that they'd be prepared to raise it more. I predicted again that they wouldn't, and so far I'm doing okay on that one. But what do you think is going to happen today now that they know that the jobs, the recent jobs report turned out pretty good?
Well, not only did the jobs report turn out pretty good, but core inflation has ticked up just a little bit. However.
Those are their two mandates, right?
Right. That's what they're supposed to be focused on. But they can't ignore the financial market turmoil. They can't ignore the foreign uncertainties associated with several countries. And they can't ignore the divergence that's going on now with the ECB doubling down on ease and the Japanese doubling down on ease.
Even though they watched our movie and showed it didn't help. So here's what's crazy to me, Bob. We're watching the Europeans movie. The Obama administration is watching the European movie. And even though we see that that's failed, we know how that turned out. He wants more of that. They're watching our quantitative easing movie. They know how that turned out. They want more of that. I don't understand. What do you think?
Grass is always greener on the other side. You know, ECB is kind of a...
European Central Bank. Go ahead.
The European Central Bank is kind of a special case because they decided in 2011 that they'd won the battle and they started tightening. And so that sent them into a double-dip recession.
Mm-hmm.
So they lost a lot of time, whereas we eased dramatically in 2008 and never did really tighten until this December.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't any kind of tightening to speak
mm-hmm.
of. So they're way behind the curve. They expect their inflation rate to be 0.1% this year.
That's dangerously close to deflation, isn't it?
It's real close to deflation, and several European countries have negative interest rates way out the yield curve. So that's something I can't even get my mind around. But they're negative, and you know, the Japanese went negative on their policy rate the other day, and that's just a whole new world to have negative interest rates.
That is a new world. It sounds like an oxymoron, doesn't it?
It sure does. And literally, the ECB is going to be making four-year term loans to banks for banks then to turn around and lend it to European companies.
So. Do you remember the Bizarro World comic books?
No.
There's a comic book.
I was a little Lulu guy.
there was a comic book back way back in the day called, they were part of the Superman series, and it's called Bizarro World, and everything in Bizarro World is opposite. So if you're vacuuming your floor, the vacuum is putting garbage into on your floor, right? Instead of bringing it back. But if you go to the store, you take things off the shelf. When you get to the counter, they give you money. So negative interest rates would work in bizarro world, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, Jim, I've had a little bit of money in a savings account for several years now, earning 0.0 something.
Right.
Interest. So that's awfully close to negative. So if you say you wouldn't put up with it, I think you're wrong. I think you'd have to a little bit.
I guess so. So let me ask you a question before we go to the break. Will they do anything with rates today? What will the Fed do today?
The Fed won't change rates. It would be too much a surprise for the.
Will they telegraph?
Well, they'll keep it on the table, and I think they're probably going to do 2 rate increases. During the rest of the year.
During this year. 2 rate. You heard that right here, folks. Bob McTeer disagrees with me on the rate increases for the rest of the year. We'll see how that turns out later in the year. Quick break. We'll come back. I want to get Bob to talk about all the protectionism that's being discussed on the campaign trail these days. 2010, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.